We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
Adam Spillane and Cecil Shorts in for Clint and the show. We are now joined by Paul Charchian, the CEO at GuillotineLeagues.com. And Paul, thank you for joining us. I want to start as you start to get towards the end of the regular season for some of these teams. And let's talk about some fantasy favorable matchups that we have for playoffs, which will start for a lot of teams weeks 14.
Yeah. Hi, Adam. Hi, Cecil. Nice to talk to you.
Hey, same here, brother. I'm excited, man.
Yeah. Now, since you gave up your career, have you gone over to the dark side and started playing fantasy football?
Listen, I was anti-fantasy while playing, and I was anti-fantasy up until 2 years ago, and I am addicted. Like, I'm checking my waiver riders every morning. I'm trying to make trades. I'm trying to make different deals. I'm trying to see who's the best fit. I'm like, what player can I get? I need another RB like this. So I'm in like three leagues, and it's a lot of fun, man. It's a real good time.
Oh, I love to hear that. And it's totally okay that it bugged you while you were playing, because fantasy owners are always like, man, you're on my team. You didn't score and all that stuff. But I'm glad that you're playing now, and I'm glad you're having a great
time.
I tell you what, fantastic.
I get it why the fantasy owners were so mad, though. I understand now. Like, why couldn't you hold on to the ball? Or why didn't you get more targets? Or I totally understand where they're coming from. So no hard feelings to anybody out there. It's a lot of fun, for sure.
Have you texted anyone?
I love it.
Have you texted anyone saying, hey, what's the deal?
I have not texted anyone. No. I do try to get some insight here and there sometimes, but I don't try to text. I don't text anyone, no.
All right, so Paul, give us. Go ahead, Paul.
No, go ahead. Well, I was just going to answer your question.
Okay.
We were talking about playoff planning. Now, for at least Cecil's case, if you're in three leagues, at least one of them's already a lock to go to the playoffs, and I think it helps to look ahead at weeks 14 through 16 so you can start doing a little advanced planning here. And there are some easy matchups to exploit and one really tough matchup that I want to give people a heads up on. So some easy matchups from week 14 through 16. Rams have arguably the most favorable schedule in the fantasy playoffs. That's Jared Goff and the rest of the Rams passing game. They have the Patriots, which used to be a killer. Now it's just a neutral matchup. Then the Jets and then the Seahawks. Jets and Seahawks are two of the three easiest passing matchups. So we've got them on the schedule. That means Jared Goff's available, maybe Josh Reynolds as a sneaky pickup. He's on the field about 80% of the plays. The other easier one, Tennessee's got the Jaguars, the Lions, and the Packers. Ryan Tannehill, Corey available in your league. You could pick him up. The running game, easy playoff schedule. David Montgomery's got the Texans, your Texans, Vikings, and Jaguars. That's easy. And then Philip Lindsay and Melvin Gordon will face the Panthers, Bills, Chargers. Those are the easy guys that you could perhaps capitalize on now by grabbing those guys before people are really aware of the playoffs. But here's the one that's going to be the dagger for a lot of good teams. Dalvin Cook's playoff schedule is brutal. Get this. Week 14, he's got Tampa. That's the number one rushing defense by yards.
Yeah.
Number three in fantasy points allowed. Then the easy game is against the Bears. They've allowed the second fewest touchdowns to running backs. And then maybe the hardest of the three, week 16, the Saints. They rank number two in yards to running backs and number one in fantasy points allowed. That is a brutal schedule. And as good as Dalvin Cook is, he's probably going to have at least one dud game in there, and that could be the one that knocks you out of the playoffs.
Besides Dalvin Cook, what are some other difficult matchups in come playoff time, weeks 14 through 16 for players?
You've got one of them right there, Deshaun Watson, who's red hot. And honestly, in a different scenario, he's in the MVP conversation if your team had more wins the way he's played. Goes to Chicago, that's tough. Then to Indy, that's maybe the toughest defense in football. And if you survive that gauntlet, then Watson and the rest of your Texans get the Bengals for an easy week 16, but you got to get there. And I don't know if Deshaun Watson can carry that team through Chicago and Indy.
Paul Charchian, we're talking fantasy football with Paul Charchian, the CEO at GuillotineLeagues.com. So with those guys in particular, Cook and Deshaun Watson, are you trading those guys or are you just almost hoping for the best at that point?
If I'm a lock to make the playoffs already, then I'm trading them. Because I don't think they're gonna get through that gauntlet unscathed. And you can name your price on Dalvin Cook, right? You can trade Dalvin Cook for like anybody. So I would go find easier matchups that I think I can go exploit in 14 through 16. Same with Deshaun Watson. You can get almost any quarterback you want, and at a minimum, I'd be getting backups that can help me through those weeks. Like maybe David Montgomery, who's dirt cheap right now, and it's got that easy schedule that I told you about.
Let's go to the games tomorrow. Now, obviously, we have one game that gets pushed back, so we don't get Ravens and Steelers. But what are you thinking with Texans and Lions tomorrow morning?
I love the running backs in this game, and I know Duke Johnson has done basically nothing since replacing David Johnson. But the Lions have allowed the most rushing touchdowns this year, and in the last 5 weeks alone, the Lions have given up 12 touchdowns to running backs. That's insane. If there's ever a time to play Duke Johnson, this is it. So let's get him going. And then Detroit has ruled out Kenny Golladay. They've ruled out Danny Amendola. They're going to try to run a lot. And DeAndre Swift is shaping up his game time decision. If DeAndre Swift goes, he's a top five running back opportunity. I don't have to tell you guys about the trouble your team has had against running backs. Your squad has allowed the most, sees the most rushing attempts. They've allowed the most rushing yards and the second most rushing touchdowns to opposing running backs. So if DeAndre Swift can go, he is a top five play.
Top five. Wow.
If he can't play,
I know.
Are you going Adrian Peterson? Do you just drop down to the next guy on that team?
Yeah, probably. But actually, I think it's Kerryon Johnson, who surprisingly got 70% of the snaps last week. So he would be, if DeAndre Swift can't go, then a fantastic, uber sneaky pivot right before everybody's diving into their Thanksgiving lunch, dinner, brunch, whatever, is Kerryon Johnson, a super sneaky play against a reeling run defense.
Now, talk to me about Stafford real quick. He's battling with an injury, and you just mentioned that Golladay is going to be out. So is he a lock for a start this week, or should you put him on the bench probably?
I pushed him down to quarterback 16. You know, again, the matchup's pretty favorable against your defense. I mean, we just saw, Luke Luton and Cam Newton top 300 yards. They are not good passers. So, but between the thumb injury, and he didn't look quite right last week, and then losing Golladay and Amendola, I think they're out. So, I think most fantasy players can do better than Matthew Stafford here this week.
Talking fantasy football with Paul Charchian from GuillotineLeagues.com. Let's go to the next game, Cowboys and the football team. What are you seeing in that one?
All right, well, let's talk Washington first. Nobody's talking about their rookie running back, Antonio Gibson. But now he's done so well over the past few games, he's up to top 10 among all running backs on the full season for fantasy points scored. And he goes up against the Cowboys defense that allows the eighth most fantasy points to the position. We're starting Antonio Gibson. In fact, I have Antonio Gibson as running back 4 this week. Love his matchup, and he's playing so well. And then for Dallas, Andy Dalton looked competent against my Minnesota Vikings. And you know what? The Vikings secondary is just not good. They were missing 3 starting cornerbacks last week. So Dalton, I think, comes back to earth here in a much tougher matchup. Washington's turned into a great pass defense since going back to week 5. Only one quarterback has topped one touchdown pass against Washington. Pro Football Focus ranks Washington 7th in passing rush and 4th in pass coverage.
You mentioned Antonio Gibson. The Cowboys' secondary, not good. We saw Kirk Cousins have a lot of success with Jefferson and with Adam Thielen. So what about Terry McLaurin?
He's my number. Wait, is I have him at number two. My number two ranked wide receiver this week. It is a fantastic matchup. Cowboys are giving up 179 yards per game to opposing receivers. That is a ton, and they've allowed the most touchdowns to wideouts. So I love Terry McLaurin in this one, and I don't think they can do anything to stop him. They're without Trayvon Diggs. They're starting one of their two starting cornerbacks in this game.
All right, let's talk a little daily fantasy. And so for people who only want to do, you know, you can do a league for the two games tomorrow.
Right.
What would be the quarterback that you go with of the four that are playing tomorrow?
I'd go with your quarterback. This is a fantastic opportunity for Deshaun Watson. Now, I don't have his price in front of me, and everything is relative to price.
Right.
But at the end of the day, and especially with only four teams playing, I just want to find great players. And this is a great, great matchup. You know, this is it comes excluding the monsoon game in Cleveland. Watson's average game since Bill O'Brien left is 321 passing yards and 2.5 touchdowns. I mean, it's great. The rushing numbers are way down, but I don't care. He's just been so good in so many ways. And we should mention the Lions have ruled out starting cornerback Jeffrey Okuda. He's out. So it's a fantastic opportunity here. I love Fuller and I love Cooks as well. And both of them have got good matchups here. So it's green light for that passing game as well.
Now, you mentioned Gibson and for the running back for the Redskins. What about Zeke? Would Zeke be in your starting lineup if you were playing daily fantasy? I know it's been a different the last actually 2 years, in my opinion, with the offense kind of more of the passing game and him not getting as many touches, and especially this year with Dak being out and stuff, him dealing with some hamstring stuff. So would he be a guy that you put in your lineup in daily fantasy?
Man, I can tell you play fantasy. I love it. Oh, God. You can always tell the guys who really play and the guys who are trying to fake it, and you are a player. I love it. I'll tell you what. Zeke had a good game against Minnesota, broke off a couple long runs. But get this. Let's talk, and you are so right about the situation on Ezekiel Elliott. Right now, he ranks 39th among running backs in yards after contact. He has 5 fumbles. That is the worst among all running backs. He is second among running backs in dropped passes with 6 already. His pass blocking grade ranks him 29th among running backs, and he's 16th in carries of 10 or more yards. The best running back in Dallas is Tony Pollard.
Young Tony. Oh, man. Listen, Zeke, and I have him in one of my leagues. It's so disappointing because how many points were you used to him getting consistently, right? He was the guy
that's
that was
right.
18 to 20, depending on what kind of league you're in. He was just a go-ahead, no matter who the defense is, a lock
that's
it for
right.
me, right? Now it's like you have to watch the situation. You have to see who they're playing. You have to really pay attention to who he is or who he's going against because he's not the same guy anymore.
You're exactly right. He was a set-it-and-forget-it running back, and now Zeke is a matchup play. And that's that is a massive, massive change for him. And this is not a great matchup right here. Washington's in the better half of the league in every running back defensive metric, especially limiting runners through the air. So I don't think Zeke's going to chip in much through the air here either. He's a middling start this week.
What about any sleepers throughout the league? Quarterback, running back, receiver, any sleepers that you think guys should be paying attention to this week?
Yes, the starting running back for the Giants is Wayne Gallman, who has scored in 4 consecutive games, a streak over which his rushing attempts have increased every week, topping out at 18 carries last week, and he goes up against the Bengals, who are giving up almost 130 rushing yards per game, the 4th most and over 5 yards per carry. I like Wayne Gallman as a sneaky play, and Philip Rivers looked bad for the majority of the year, but playing quite a bit better lately. Over the last 5 weeks, which includes a game against this week's opponent, Tennessee, Rivers averaging 291 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's pretty darn good. And he played well against Tennessee 2 weeks ago. So I think he's a sneaky play as well. And he's available in about 80% of fantasy leagues.
Paul Charchian joining us on SportsRadio610.com. He's the CEO of GuillotineLeagues.com. Paul, for daily fantasy this week, who is the high-priced guy that you should stay away from?
Oh, I always love those. Now this is all week long. I can take anybody, not just tomorrow's players.
Yeah, let's do the whole week. Well, let's do both. Give me. I mean, you basically said Zeke though for tomorrow.
Yeah,
would that be fair?
Yeah, I would. I would be very cautious on Zeke for sure. Let me give you another guy that worries me quite a bit. Miles Sanders for Philadelphia is a very good running back in a surprisingly tricky matchup with Seattle. Everybody just passes on Seattle. And why not? They're on pace to be the worst pass defense in the history of the NFL, but they're also a really good run defense. And Sanders has been held under 4 yards per carry a couple of times this year. Seattle is super stingy on the ground. They've allowed the fourth fewest rushing yards per game to opposing backs. They haven't allowed more than 58 rushing yards to any back since week 5. So I think that's another big name guy that you'd want to show a little caution on.
Now, let's say I like to stack a quarterback and a wide receiver together. What's the who should I go with?
Well, assuming, you know, if we don't have to worry about cost or anything else, Justin Herbert, who has been, needless to say, sensational, has got a plus matchup with Buffalo. Now, Buffalo's got one elite cornerback. It's Tre'Davious White. But White plays on the outside. That means I can stack Justin Herbert with Keenan Allen, who plays out of the slot and will not see Tre'Davious White. And that's been an electric combination so far under Herbert. And again, with Keenan Allen not having to see White, I think he's going to get a ton of looks like he has been getting for most of this season under Herbert. Keenan Allen is my number one ranked wide receiver, and Justin Herbert's my number four ranked quarterback this week.
Now, let's say I do a stack for just the two games tomorrow, and I want to start Deshaun Watson. Do I go with Will Fuller or do I go with Brandon Cooks as my stack?
Oh, that's a great question.
Fuller burned me last week.
I know, but you know, but on the whole, he's been a guy you could start almost every week, averaging 78 yards per game over his last 7 games. That's really good. He'll be shadowed by Desmond Trufant. That's a positive at where Desmond Trufant is right now. He's allowed 2 touchdowns in his last 4 games. I like that matchup better than the Brandon Cooks matchup. He's going to see, I'm going to do my best on this, Amani Oruware in coverage. Oruware yields a minuscule 47% catch rate and just a 61 passer rating and hasn't given up a touchdown all year. So that is why I like the Fuller matchup better based on the size of the field that they run on more often.
All right, Paul, before we let you get out of here, tell us what you have going on at guillotineleagues.com.
All my player rankings available for free. If you want all the same kind of data that I'm giving you right here, I'm getting right out of guillotineleagues.com, and you can go to the site for free, see all my player rankings, and help you with those tricky bench start decisions.
Paul, thanks so much for joining us. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun. It was great talking to both of you, Adam and Cecil, and have a great holiday, okay?
You too, brother.
Thank you very much. That is Paul Charchi, and the CEO at guillotineleagues.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.